you know, it was only afterwards that I even knew that the game had even started. You know, it was that crazy, really. And I can remember looking up and just thinking, you know, I wish a helicopter would come and just sort of pull us out or something. Then it just got progressively worse, and it was clear that what was happening at the front was horrific, because there were people, you know, trying to help at the front. There were police standing up at the bars at the front, sort of shouting at the supporters to get back, and the supporters, of course, couldn't get back because we were being pushed forward. And, you know, even, you know, there's a lot of talk about the police and the way they behaved, and the way certainly the people in management in the police behaved just appallingly, and I can't even begin to tell you how angry I am about that even 23 years on. But, you know, in a way, I still feel a bit sorry for the young police men and women who were at the front, because they didn't have the orders to sort it out. They probably didn't have even the capability to open the gates. And, you know, I can remember them as well, and that must have been horrific for them. I mean, obviously, if people then went on to amend statements and change the facts, as seems to be clear, then I have no sympathy for that at all. But and those people do need to be brought to justice. I feel very strongly about that.
And just finally, what did yesterday do for you? It's impossible to draw a line. Yeah. It must be in your mind, and you think of the families of the bereaved. What did yesterday do?
To be honest, I don't know yet. Yesterday, it was such an emotional day, because, you know, it's very rare to feel sort of euphoric and angry in equal measure at the same time. It's not really a feeling you're prepared for. But we've waited for so long. Everybody who was there, everybody who was affected, we've waited for so long for this, knowing all the time that this kind of stuff went on, but never hearing it. It's really difficult to say. I'm hoping that it's helped get a lot of the feelings that I've had bottled up out. But I don't know, really. Hopefully it's the start of the next phase, which is, you know, justice. And that is really important, not in a sort of vengeful, angry way, but what happened was wrong. And the way it was covered up was wrong. And that needs to be dealt with. And if people say, well, it was a long time ago, the only reason it's taken all of this time is because of the lies that people told. And that needs to be dealt with.